Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 56 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Do the Right Thing. Mark Twain once said, "Always do what is right. It will gratify half of mankind and astound the other." Our text today is Joshua 9, verses 22 through 27. Joshua summoned them, and he said to them, "Why did you deceive us, saying, 'We are very far from you,' when you dwell among us? Now therefore you are cursed, and some of you shall never be anything but servants, cutters of wood, and drawers of water for the house of my God." They answered Joshua, "Because it was told to your servants for a certainty that the Lord your God had commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. So we feared greatly for our lives because of you and did this thing. And now, behold, we are in your land. Whatever seems good and right in your sight to do to us, do it." So he did this to them and delivered them out of the hand of the people of Israel, and they did not kill them. But Joshua made them that day cutters of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord to this day, in the place that he should choose. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "It is always the right time to do the right thing." Someone else said, "Do what is right, not what is easy." I once heard it said, "The softest pillow is a clean conscience." Joshua had a choice to make. He was deceived by the Gibeonites and made a peace treaty with them. He was lied to and deceived, yet he still had the opportunity to do the right thing. In Joshua 9:24, the Gibeonites gave their reason for deceiving Joshua. They feared for their lives. Now, remember, we never have a valid reason for lying. When we follow God, the truth always leads to a righteous life. I find the Gibeonites' reason and response very insightful. They would rather lie and live than tell the truth and die. They do the wrong thing and get caught. Yet, in verse 25, they tell Joshua to do what seems good and right. Isn't it just like our selfish nature to give in to evil but expect other people to do what's right? We don't mind lying to others, but we believe other people should deal honestly with us. Joshua does what is right. He keeps his word and delivers them. He keeps his peace treaty, but also gives them jobs to do as they join God's people. At the time of the deception, the Gibeonites didn't believe in Israel's God. However, their new jobs involved cutting wood and drawing water for the altar of the Lord. Joshua assigns them tough jobs that would remind them of their deceit. And at the same time, he assigns them tasks involved in the rituals of worshiping God so that they can turn and trust in Jehovah. Joshua took a bad situation and used it for the glory of God. When we are wronged or do wrong, we need to surrender to God's will for the next right step in our journey with Jesus. Your failures don't have to defeat you. God's grace is greater than any of your mistakes. If we do the right thing in our present circumstances, God can bring restoration and redemption for our future. Remember, we serve a God who brings dead things back to life again. He has no trouble bringing victory from defeat. No matter what you've done or where you've been, just do the next right thing. Some questions to consider. Describe a time when you were wronged but still chose to do the right thing. How does doing the right thing in a bad situation give a greater testimony of your faith in Jesus Christ? How do you think God's command in Deuteronomy 6:18 impacted Joshua's response to the Gibeonites? "And you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, and it may go well with you, and that you may go in and take possession of the good land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. What are your thoughts on Mark Twain's quote that started today's devotion? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit that empowers us to do what is righteous, even when we don't want to. Continue to give us the will and discernment to follow after you, even when it's difficult. In Christ's name, amen.